You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. Today is the 2nd of May, a Thursday. We've already entered May. The first day of May, we were not around because, well, it was A, Maharashtra Day, and it was Labour Day. So hopefully you all had a good break in Jai Maharashtra to those who celebrated. I don't know how you would celebrate Maharashtra Day, though, in Karnataka, at least, when Kannada Rajyotsava happens, which I suppose is the equivalent of Maharashtra Day. There's lots of parades and there's lots of competitions where you sing patriotic songs. I imagine it's something like that in Mumbai and Maharashtra as well. All said and done, hopefully you did all of that and enjoyed the break if you were not in Maharashtra. All that happened on Dalal Street when we had left things off, and all that we can expect over the course of today is what I bring to you on this Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Alright, so when we had left things off, it was a rather volatile day for the Indian markets, but bulls managed to push the index back above crucial support levels, which was certainly a positive sign, although both Sensex and Nifty closed the day with marginal losses. What was the final tally on Dalal Street on Tuesday? Well, the Sensex was down 35.78 points to close at 39,031.55, while the Nifty was down 6.5 points to close at 11,748.2. The broader market recovered from the low point, but still shed 1% in trade. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index closed 1.1% lower, while the BSE Small-Cap Index was down 1.27%. On the macro front, India's infrastructure output grew 4.7% in March from a year earlier, government data showed on the 30th of April. For the 2018-2019 financial year, infrastructure output grew 4.3% from the previous year, according to the data. The rupee appreciated for the second straight session on Tuesday to close higher by 46 paise at 69.56 against the US dollar as crude oil prices retreated from their six-month high levels and the greenback weakened against global rivals. Now, what happened on the institutional front? FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets to the tune of 114 crore rupees, while DIIs were also net buyers to the tune of 730 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I will be bringing to you henceforth, at least in the foreseeable future of a few weeks, will be from the earnings front. As many as 39 companies listed on the Bombay Stock Exchange will be declaring their results for the quarter ended March. And some of the names that will be out with their results today include Bandhan Bank, Dabur India, L&T Infotech, MRF, Radico Khaitan and Tata Power, among others. There are some street estimates available already. Dabur India profit after tax, that is PAT, is likely to rise by 1.3% year-on-year to 401 crore rupees, and L&T Infotech PAT is likely to rise by 8% year-on-year to 365 crore rupees. So will this turn out to be like the estimates are saying? We will, of course, keep you abreast of all of those things throughout the course of the day. On to some technical charts now. What is the math telling us? Nifty has formed what is called a dragonfly doji kind of pattern on the daily charts. Dragonfly doji can signal a potential reversal in the trend if it slips below 11,655, which was the intraday low in Tuesday's trading session. On the other hand, a close above 11,800 levels on the upside could propel the index towards record highs, according to experts. So accordingly, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,655, 11,756, and 11,856. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 11,500. Some stocks that have been in the news and stocks that we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. We start things off with Ambuja Cements, which is a unit of global conglomerate LafargeHolcim. On Tuesday, reported a 57% year-on-year jump in standalone net profit at 427 crore rupees for the first quarter ended March 2019. Moving on from Ambuja, another stock that's been in the news, Lupin, in alliance with Natco Pharma, has received approval from the US health regulator to market generic Bosentan tablets, which is used for the treatment of pulmonary arterial hypertension. Now, you know what arterial hypertension is, right? You have your arteries, and if there's far too much pressure in them due to various reasons, it is called arterial hypertension. What is pulmonary arterial hypertension? There are blood vessels within your lungs, and if there is high blood pressure in those blood vessels, it's called pulmonary arterial hypertension. There, some medical gyan for you. I'm a trained doctor, something you might not have known. There you go. So basically, Lupin, in association with Natco Pharma, has received an approval for this drug from the US FDA. And finally, TVS Motor Company, on the 30th of April, reported a 19.2% decline in its standalone profit after tax to 133.8 crore rupees for the fourth quarter of 2018-2019. So how these things will impact the stocks over the course of the day, we will keep a close eye on. And finally, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend to you in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Indian Oil Corporation, IOC, has a buy call with a target of 168 rupees 50 paise. We are looking at a stop loss of 149 rupees for an upside of 8%. Tech Mahindra Limited has a buy call, target of 900 rupees, stop loss 790 rupees for an upside of 8%. And finally, JSW Steel Limited has a buy call as well. Target we're looking at is 336 rupees, stop loss at 285 rupees for an upside of 10%. So Indian Oil Corporation, Tech Mahindra and JSW Steel, all with buy calls from SMC Global Securities. Today is the 2nd of May, happens to be the birth anniversary of one of the greatest Indians that ever lived, as far as I'm concerned. Satyajit Ray, or Satyajit Ray, as the rest of the country knows him, was truly one of the great minds of the last century. He was a writer, he was a director, he was a musician, he was an artist, he wrote stories for children. What could he not do? A record holder for the most number of national awards won, Satyajit Ray, in many ways, put Indian cinema on the world map, starting with, of course, his Pothair Panchali. That was his first in the Oppu trilogy. Now, a lot of people outside of Bengal might think of Satyajit Ray and think, oh, he made art films, slow films, those films that Nargis Dutt had once complained showcased India at its poorest, etc., etc. A lot of people might think that these are art films and not to my liking. But on this day, his birth anniversary, I request you to do something. As an introduction to the genius of Ray, if you want to read something, Feluda is a great place to start. And if you want to watch a film, yes, there are several heavy-going, truly intellectual, well-realized stories that he directed, but there are also fun films he made. Shonar Kella comes to mind. Gupi Gain Bhagavain is another film. Hirak Raja Ardeshe. These are all extremely fun films. With those films, you will know Satyajit Ray was not a boring filmmaker. He always intended to entertain an audience. Sometimes they were difficult stories, but those films always had your eyes glued to the screen. So if you've gone past his fun films, then you should of course get to the hardcore stuff, which is Jol Chakor, The Music Room, or Charulata, or the Oppu trilogy, or Agontuk, or Oro Ner Din Ratri, or Debi, or Teen Konna. There are so many. I know people who are already huge fans of the man are thinking, okay, you're preaching to the choir, this is basic stuff. But I am talking to the people who have always thought of these films as sort of arty films, which do not have any appeal to them. I say to them, no sir, watch Shatranj Ke Khiladi if you don't want to watch Bengali films. There is also a Hindi film he made. Basically, all I'm trying to say is that he's a genius and I love him. Happy birthday to him. And thank you for listening. Until the next time I come back to talk about something else other than business. This is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.